Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast. I'm your co-host, Rob Allen, co-CEO of the PeopleStack, where we help tech leaders just like you to achieve your career dreams, your career ambitions, without having to sacrifice your life along the way and the quality of your life along the way. Today, I want to talk about that word, ambition. In this episode, we're going to focus on the four-letter word that it's become. At least here in American society, you're probably going to get a little bit of bullying when you show a deal of ambition. And that's a real shame, because ambition is the word we use for that inner drive for how you are going to improve, how you are going to be the best you possibly can be around everything that you do. And I know when I was younger, I got bullied for trying to do a good job at something that someone deemed not worthy of having had a good job being done about it for. And this was in one of my first jobs growing up. And I was, you know, I was trying to do well. I was trying to do something that we were tasked with to a degree of good that this other person I was working with really didn't agree with. He just wanted to do the bare minimum just to scratch it off the list and then move on to whatever he deemed to be the next thing that was actually in his mind more important. It wasn't more important to me, though. And it wasn't more important to me than actually showing that if we do a good job, we don't have to come back and do it again in a near term. This really rankled him. And he pushed back, and sometimes even literally, with, "Man, you are ambitious." And I took it as a smack in the face at the time. And if you've ever been in this situation, you likely did too. And just hearing that the concept of doing a good job at something, the concept of attempting or putting forth the effort so that good things happen, that can't be wrong, right? So it took me aback. And it made me reevaluate how I was showing up for that job, whether that job was worth it, and whether I belonged at that organization. And it took me a minute, because I'm going to cut to the chase here. This was when I was 18. I was working at a McDonald's as part of the back office crew. So I was cooking the food and preparing things. And the person who said this to me was in his mid-20s. He had a 2 or 3 year old daughter, and they were struggling financially. And he was picking up extra hours at McDonald's part-time to make that work so that he could be, you know, providing for his young family. The fact that he smacked me around as being ambitious, in hindsight, as a mature, more comfortable adult, is just hilarious, because if anything, he wasn't showing enough ambition. He wasn't showing enough drive, enough determination. Because if your concept of making more money to provide for your family is taking on extra hours at McDonald's at, I think it was $8 or $9 an hour was the minimum wage at the time, that's just not going to cut it. That is not a great trade. And so I want to look at ambition, and I want to look at where your ambition wants to lead you. And when you think about that ambition, what's your hesitation around it? What's your hesitation in voicing that ambition? Now, for some folks, it's going to be thinking about where they could go at all. For some folks, it's going to be even just saying that they want more than what they have right now. That's going to be a challenge for them because they're at the same level as their peer group. And saying you want more is like saying you're better than your friends, or like saying that this here, what you have, isn't good enough when so many people want to say that they're lucky for having a job. And as you know, as a frequent listener of this podcast, that's just limiting beliefs after limiting beliefs after limiting beliefs stacking on top of each other. The heart wants what the heart wants. And we're great saying that. We're clear saying that when we're talking about people building relationships with other humans and talking about, you know, what the kinds of things that they want to go out and do. Why aren't we okay talking about that with your career, with your life, with the jobs that you want to do, with how you want to provide value to the world, and how you want to receive the abundance that's due to you for providing that value? So I said I was going to show what it shows up as. One of those things is when you don't want to tell your friends that you want the next rung in the ladder, or that you want onto a different ladder, or maybe that the role that you want doesn't, you can't even voice what that role would look like because it hasn't been invented yet, doesn't exist. Maybe it's reluctance to tell your friends that you want to go even higher than they are. Maybe your friends are competitive and they like the fact that everybody's around the same level, or maybe they like the fact that they got ahead faster than you. And you want to try and maintain that friendship so you don't bring that competitiveness. You don't bring the desire so that you can try and maintain quiet. This is one of the many places where ambition does get bullied, especially around competitive friends. Competitive friends, they can either be the juice that gets you to strive further, faster, harder, faster, or they can be an anchor holding you back because you don't want to antagonize them. When it comes to you, when it comes to your career, your family, your opportunities, how quick, how fast, how big you can grow, you owe it to yourself to be ambitious and to not be cagey about that ambition, to not be hidden with your ambition. Because when you try to suppress that, when you contract into that hiding, when you won't even talk about what it is you want, you won't give it voice, it makes it that much harder for you to achieve it. And I can tell you a story of a real live opportunity where this happened. There were coworkers of mine, and in private, they might tell you that they wanted to grow a little faster. They wanted to get a promotion to the next level. They wanted to maybe try their hand at leadership. And when we were peers, they had no problem saying these things in front of me. But once I was a leader myself, it all kind of dried up. Now, I had known they had had these ambitions, and so I was able to help them out. But for people that I wasn't close with before I became a leader, I didn't know what they wanted. So I asked. And many times they demurred. No, I'm good here. I'm liking things. I'm happy. Everything's okay. Because change can be uncomfortable, right? Turns out many of those folks, they wanted to get ahead. They wanted to move faster. They wanted to try management. They wanted to try different types of roles. They wanted to go deeper into architecture. They wanted to go deeper into project management. They wanted to go into product management. And I would have loved to have helped them. I've helped many folks make those transitions. I've helped many folks transition back from them. And I've helped many folks get ahead in each one of those rungs. So why wouldn't they confide? Why wouldn't they say, why wouldn't they admit out loud that their ambitions took them in this direction? When I asked them about it later, after a couple of drinks it took, they told me that they didn't want to be seen as wanting more than their due. And they didn't want to be seen as being demanding. And some of them thought, just a few, that if they voiced their ambition, I would fire them or hold them back, or their manager at the time would, which is just absolutely ludicrous, because your manager's job, your leadership's job, you as a leader, your job is to help people understand their ambition and help them achieve it, and in the process, lift your organization. That's the role of leadership in a nutshell. Whether you're focused on product or project or software, architecture, people, doesn't matter. It could be marketing, it could be client services, it could be client success, it could be change management, it could be business analysis, doesn't matter. Your job as a leader is to understand the people around you, their ambitions, their drives, their motivators, and help them achieve it. And that's damn hard if you can't admit to yourself what your drives, what your motivations are. Now, I know we talked about some uncomfortable things that it may be for some people to admit. Now, others are listening along being like, that ain't me. That ain't me. I know what I want. I have no problem talking about what I want. But for some other people, for many other people, actually, large percentage of our calls this year so far, actually, it's been a thing. Can't voice what you want because one of two things. You can't voice what you want either because that'll make it harder to get there or cause some discomfort, or you'll get there and you'll find out it's not really what you wanted. And then what? The answer to the last one is then you build a new dream and you go after that instead. And when you know how to go after your dreams, when you know how to set those targets, how to make measurable progress toward them like a software project would, changing your dream is just like changing what the outcome of the next sprint is going to be. It's no big deal. You just do it, adjust, go. And if you don't know how to do that, that's where coaching comes in. And so come around to where I always do. If you need help in this, if you feel like you're ready to admit your ambitions, maybe for the first time to yourself, to your family, to the world, if you're feeling like your ambitions have waited long enough without having a voice, if you feel like your ambitions have gone on too far, too long, too well without you doing things that make meaningful progress toward them, give us a call. Go to thepeoplestack.com/book and book that call with my team. They're experts at guiding you out of that fear, of guiding you out of that struggle, because the struggle is optional, and showing you how your world, your life, your dreams can come true in ways that you may not even fathom. So go ahead, thepeoplestack.com/book. It's going to be the most powerful hour conversation you've ever had. And that's saying a lot. And I know you're capable of it. So let's be ambitious. Let's go big. Let's go huge. Like I said a few episodes ago, shoot for the moon. Because if you miss, you still end up among the stars. Have a great day, folks. Make that call.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.